the forum allows these guys to come together and actually share their knowledge. So you can do it via field days and things like that and demonstration trials, but actually having the forum like a conference where you come along, you get some key speakers that can sell some, you know, new ideas, pass along some key messages as well, work out how it fits within the whole of the Great Barrier Reef, some of that strategic thinking, getting government to come along. And sort of that's the main focus of the first day. And the second day, you know, some of the innovation, a few workshops, and that networking. So that's what the evenings are all about, is that networking.
Are you aware of any key topics or research activities that are worth keeping an eye on?
I think one of the key things that people are focused on at the moment is around irrigation and ensuring that we're doing irrigation in a way that's actually efficient for the farmer, for their costs in terms of the amount of water, electricity with water, things like that. And then there's also, okay, are they achieving productivity results as a result of the way they're applying the water? And then also the environmental impacts as well by doing their irrigation differently. So are they keeping the runoff where it needs to be? The water is heading into, you know, targeting the rootstock, what it needs to be doing, and keeping the fertilisers and pesticides and so forth in the right place. So I know Joe Muscat here in the Mackay region is using solar panels to run some irrigation. He's got an app that turns things on and off that he showed me, and he's got graphs. And it's you know, it's really good and really quite interesting to watch, and it's quite automated. And I know up in the northern region as well, they're doing similar things, but I don't know how there's differs to what we're doing. So I'm really intrigued to talk to the growers north to compare what we're doing in the Mackay region. You know, what are your learnings? What have you found out? Where are the hiccups? So that across the board, we can be doing irrigation a lot better and a lot differently than the way we have in the past.
I want to ask you, how would you define what the purpose of Project Catalyst is? Because on the surface, that's easy to say, well, the purpose is to improve water quality running off cane farms. But it's perhaps a little bit more specific than that. It's, in some ways, a niche. I know it's a growing group of cane growers, but a small group of cane growers who do it, kind of like the wacky professors of cane growers. So given that, what would you say is the goal of Project Catalyst?
It's about having innovation and innovation at the top end. So getting a key group of people that are willing to trial and error with what they're doing. So they are the scientists. They're growers, but they're the scientists. And we're not looking at expanding the Project Catalyst group, but we're working out ways that with the trials that they're doing, how can that then become mainstream that you take out to a whole range of growers? But not everyone's going to be interested in these, you know, wacky ideas or different discussions or different ways of doing business. So we stick with those that are actually interested. So it is very niche. It's almost invite only. It's selective. And then that's not done in a way, like a derogatory way or trying to keep others out. But, hey, those that are interested that are going to give it a go, that are willing to fail, they're the ones that we want in the room because they will keep changing. And where we've done trials for the last 3 years and we know something's worked through different seasons, different climatic conditions, then we can take that out with a bit of science behind it or a bit of knowing as to how it works.
Project Catalyst is not interested in proven methods, are they? You're interested in unproven methods.
Exactly right.